And on this Easter morning, Jesus of Nazareth rises from the dead with a new mysterious bodily presence. And through his resurrection, new heat and light come today into the world. And we recognize that springtime is always the fundamental theme of all of our human existence. Springtime is the theme of our life. New hope, new promise. We come in out of the cold on a frigid winter evening. We come back again to our home to bask with our family at the fireside. We return from a journey among cold strangers, and we're glad to be back home again with the people we know. Young lovers, perhaps even dull, plodding personalities, suddenly begin to blossom, and they come into their own because of the new warmth of the passionate affection between them, or a warm, reassuring response from a teacher gives new confidence to a tongue-tied student who suddenly comes alive and remembers the right answer. A friendly smile on the bus in the morning warms up the cold passengers and gives light to them for the rest of the day. Or the pasty white bodies turn brown little by little on the beach. Or the gray-scarred tree trunks are covered little by little with soft green foliage. And new green shoots come out of the ground, and gorgeous flowers begin to fold. There is no thing like warmth, warmth that brings new vitality, color, hope, confidence, strength into our lives. And that is why Easter is always the celebration feast of warmth. Easter is a springtime feast, a celebration of the rebirth of nature, a celebration of the return of warmth to our cold winter lives. Today we celebrate a renewal of life. Today we rejoice in our conviction that springtime is really only a hint, just a hint of the real mystery of resurrection that we celebrate. The mystery of the resurrection of Jesus absolutely, firmly predicts our own personal resurrection. Easter is either a celebration of new hope that can never be squelched, or it is nothing. Today, on Easter Sunday, we either believe that life will conquer death, that our life will conquer our death, or else we are hypocrites. Today, the glorious rebirth of nature in springtime is either just a hint of an explanation of this real mystery, or else it is an absurd, vicious trick. The resurrection of Jesus is either the most important thing that ever happened in all of our human history, or it is a terrible sham, a fraud, a fake. Today, on Easter Sunday, we must either be hot or cold. Today, there is no room for any kind of lukewarm middle ground. Today, either the warmth of the living God's love reflected in this spring festival is able to set our hearts on fire with the spirit of the risen Christ who comes to dwell within us today, or else we go out of church this morning alone and frightened once more into a bleak, chilly, unfeeling universe. Today on Easter Sunday, it must be either one or the other. An Easter morning that is merely a nice, pleasant day on which we hope for sunshine and wear new clothing is just a cruel, empty deception. Today we either celebrate a permanent triumph of new life over death, or we can forget about the whole thing. We must remember that for the early Christian people, the empty tomb that we heard about in the Holy Word of God today, the empty tomb was not a proof of the resurrection of Jesus. The early Christians knew that Jesus was alive because they encountered him alive. The early Christians knew Jesus was alive because they met him. They spoke with him. They ate with him. Jesus enjoyed a new mode of existence. He was transformed into a new kind of being, a mystery beyond any kind of words that we are able humanly to express. The resurrection of the body of Jesus began a new creation, a new world began at that moment. The God who has created us is able to recreate us. And someday you and I shall enjoy a new mode of existence. Someday, you and I shall be recreated and transformed into a new kind of life. And that is why the empty tomb was only a sign, but not a proof. This morning it would be a waste of time, foolish, to wonder about proofs for the resurrection. The critical question on Easter morning is whether or not we accept with open heart the Easter message. And to argue about proofs for the resurrection simply blinds us to the importance of the message. Easter tells us that the world today is warm and a loving place, despite all of the cold that comes into it, despite all the cold that so often blights our lives. Do we really believe that? Are we willing to live that way? Despite the cold, to understand that by the gift of faith we have this morning, the Spirit of the living, risen Lord dwells in our heart, and we are given the bread that is broken, His risen body and blood to eat. That is why today, Easter, is a day that is frightening. Easter is frightening because the truth of the message today is so passionately clear. On Easter morning, we must choose between the warmth or the cold, between a warm living body of a transformed, recreated Jesus, or a cold, lifeless, dead body. The question is, what will our choice be? Whatever God creates is never destroyed. But whatever God creates is always recreated and transformed. And that is why, even though we one day will die, we shall be recreated and transformed into a new mode of existence. But already today, even though you and I look just the way we looked yesterday, the light of the glory of the risen Christ already is within us, even though our earthly eyes are not able to perceive it. The eyes of faith understand. We allow ourselves now to enjoy and to perceive the warmth of the life of the risen Christ to radiate within our bodies as it radiates from the body of the risen Jesus. That life this morning transforms our lives. The heart of the matter is that the mysterious presence that we call God is at the heart of all matter, including ourselves. The mysterious presence of the risen Christ is right now transforming all matter by His risen power in transforming us. This morning we ask, are we ready to be like the spy in the novel? Are we ready, by the gift of faith, to come in out of the cold? For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in our hearts.